Jerry, a question for you. You know, I totally, 30 years ago, in my business, everyone focused on net income, and then the credit market started focusing on EBITDA. And people manipulated net income and didn't manipulate EBITDA, and therefore it was a very good estimator for a quality of valuation purposes. Today, EBITDA is used by almost everyone, and the system is gamed. That metric is no longer as valuable as it once was. What do you think the kind of metrics bring this to COVID-19? What do you think is going to get gamed in the future, and what are the objectives going to be? Do you think, for example, employers will manipulate the metrics at work to make COVID-19 look less problematic? Will nursing homes somehow change the metrics to prevent litigation? How do you think, so my question is, in two parts, what are the key COVID-19 metrics going to be, and how and who will game them?
I think as a general rule, whenever the metrics involve reward and punishment, either reputational reward and punishment or actually fiscal or financial reward and punishment, there's going to be incentives for those who have money or reputation at stake to game them, to either to underreport things or to or in some other way present metrics that are distortive, and I think it will happen in all sorts of areas. Those are the two cases that you mentioned in terms of nursing homes and so on. Those are, you know, very likely ones. Then there's other kinds of metrics that will be distorted for other reasons. Today I was talking to a government attorney who was saying that crime reports are down in his area, but he knows as a fact that a good deal of that is because police are simply not dealing with and hence not reporting a lot of minor crimes that are actually occurring. So I think you're going to see a metric of declining crime. And it may be true, but it may actually not be true. It may have more to do with what incentives people have to actually deal with that and do the reporting. But so I think in general, in answer to your question, whenever one sees these kinds of metrics and there's, as I say, money or honor or reputation at stake, one should be skeptical.
Thanks, Jerry.